What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's Tea Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's Tea Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's Tea Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Cowboys preseason game number one, Los Angeles, California, tomorrow night. We'll be doing the pregame show this time tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Welcome into the G-Bag Nation on a football Friday. Let's go live out to Oxnard via the D&M Leasing Hotline and welcome in ESPN's Todd Archer here in the G-Bag Nation. Todd, happy Friday, brother. How you doing?
Doing all right. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Excited for some football for sure. How are things out there? They had a practice today. Looked like Ferguson was practicing. Anything jump out to you today?
Just helmets, no shells or pads today. Jake Ferguson, obviously that stands out just because of how yesterday's practice ended. I caught up with him afterwards and said, you know, once the scans came back and everything was structurally good, he felt like it was a pain issue and he would go. And, you know, he didn't look like he was limited in any kind of fashion. So, one interesting thing that I thought, like, usually, you know, before a preseason game, see these guys run against cards a little bit just so
sure.
Not a real game plan,
yeah,
but it's like a just so you kind of get a feel for what they do. They haven't done that this week. Now maybe they did that on the walkthroughs and the meetings considering it is practice against the Rams, but yeah, there was no card workout at practice from what I saw.
Hey Todd, do you kind of feel like this is going to be a Joe Milton and then transition into, you know, the I mean, is Joe Milton going to get like three quarters of this thing? Is it going to split? How do you think it's going to work?
Yeah, I think we'll get the bulk of the work. They didn't give us like
a breakdown,
a snap plan or anything, yeah, like that. But I mean, clearly, this isn't like Cooper Rush, right? Like they kind of knew what he was, and
right,
Dak got hurt. Everything's cool. You know, they could get by, and he's won some games. It's a guy who's played one game in the NFL, and he came in as a backup in it. And, you know, they got to learn a lot about this guy. And there's been some wow, no question. Sure. But there's also been some like, huh.
Yeah.
That probably wasn't where you're supposed to go with the ball. Or, huh, he held the ball a little too much. So that's why I think tomorrow that I'm looking forward to see how he plays and what he does. He's going to wow us, but I want to see like the boring stuff. Like Parcells said, if every drive ends in a kick, that's a good thing.
Hey, Todd, I mean, it seems like that, and you were out there watching the practice, that maybe that the Cowboys got a little beat up, you know, up front. Is it something now that you're like, okay, do you kind of feel like that maybe, let's see how you respond to that this preseason game with the offense and the defensive lines?
Yeah, you're talking about again in the practices,
yeah,
the other day,
yeah,
against the Rams.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Schottenheimer wants to see that too. It wasn't a good day, and I don't mean to sound like I'm overreacting to any of this because I don't know come September 4th if it really means anything. But offensively, I mean, I'll say it, like it was as bad of a joint practice as I've seen them against other teams. Hmm. Like the running game really did very little. You know, there were a couple good runs later on. You know, the passing game was a lot of get it out quick because they couldn't hold up. They couldn't block Jared Verse. So, you know, a lot of a lot of the guys that are going to be major players when it comes to the Eagles game aren't going to play in this game or any of the preseason games. But you do want to see how these guys respond, yeah, up front of O-line, D-line, and then, you know, they're counting on, at the moment, some of these cornerbacks to play a role, like, to not only, like, to be the number three corner, not to be, like, the fifth or the sixth corner. So let's see how these guys react after a not-so-good performance the other day against the Rams.
Todd, I kind of feel like that I know people worry about the run defense. I kind of worry about people blocking this front and then figuring out just throw the ball in the secondary.
So if you can't stop the run and you can't stop the pass, then what are you going to do?
I think teams are better throwing the ball than they are running the ball. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no question. I mean, that's where points come from, right? Points come out of the pass game, not the run game. I'll say this about the run game for the moment and not seeing them in a game yet. And again, I don't know how much they'll play on Saturday either, but I look at Eberflus's history here, Indianapolis, Chicago. Like, we always make this big thing about, oh, they're so small, they don't have big guys.
Yeah.
How are they going to stop the run? That's never been Eberflus's
MO.
Never
been a problem.
And I got a story coming out next week on that where, you know, the size doesn't necessarily matter. It's getting everybody the ball, everybody doing their job and flying around, right? I mean, when they led the league in defense and run defense here with the Cowboys in 2016, their starting tackles that year were Terrell McClain and Malik Collins.
Yeah.
A couple of years before that, when they were like eighth, I want to say, in the league, it was Nick Hayden and Tyrone Crawford.
Right.
Neither guy was over 300 pounds. So, you know, there's a element of, oh, they're too small and Mozzie can't do this. I think that we put too much on Mozzie. I mean, he is what he is at this point.
Absolutely.
But I think their run defense is going to be about the group and not an individual. And, you know, another thing will help the run defense is playing with 10-point leads.
Yeah.
So the offense better be able to score some points to help those guys out. And that might have been why they had the number one run defense there in 2016, because they were scoring a ton.
Todd Archer, ESPN, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. How's Lael Collins looked out there, and how much do you expect to see him play tomorrow?
Hard to say how much he'll play. He's taken some snaps. He's not caught my eye, and I don't know if that's a good or bad thing necessarily. Like, I've tried to look at him a couple times, and he looks fine. I don't know if he's making the 53, but I think he's, you know, the value in having a guy like him around is kind of the stuff he was doing yesterday and today after practice, where he's working with some of the young defensive linemen on what they're doing and working with Tyler Smith on hand placement and things like that. So, you know, I do think we need to remember he's not played in an NFL game since 2022.
Yeah,
that's an awful long time ago.
Hey, Todd, kind of switching gears, maybe something I'm going to focus on tomorrow will be, and then probably on Sunday when we get the game tape, will be more about
the L4 on the kickoff returning team.
No,
are you going to be watching?
No. I'm going to be focused.
How are the Gunners looking, man?
I'm going to be focused on, okay, it's Lamb, it's Pickens. I kind of feel like it's Turpin, and now figure out everything else. And I'm not saying, like, who's the fourth or fifth. I don't have a clear picture of who the other guys are going to be. Do you kind of feel like you can handicap that group?
I think Jalen Tolbert has had a better camp than people think.
Okay.
You know, I mean, he's not the first two guys you mentioned, and he doesn't have Turpin speed to break away on things, but he's a solid, dependable receiver. I think they might roll through him and Turpin as their number three receiver, depending on what they want out of that day, depending on the matchup and things like that. I think Mingo's been fine and has had some moments, but he's going to need him in these games, I think, to kind of get everybody to notice him more than what he has in the practices. And then, I mean, if we want to get all excited over Trayshon Holden, I'll remind everybody of Jonvay Johnson and Andy Jones and all these other guys that have caught our eye in the summer that have never done anything. So, But he's, yeah, he's made some plays against the twos and against the threes, I guess. So put him in there. Jalen Brooks, I think, in the last couple days has really come on and played. He had a touchdown catch today back of the end zone from Dak. I think he's kind of come on a little bit. Flournoy, you're still waiting on. But I think with their receivers, they've got more guys than they've had in the past, and now they're in the correct role where Tolbert's probably a three, you know, and not a two. But I think people have been too hard on Jalen Tolbert.
Yeah, I know. Do you think with Tolbert, Todd, is it to me, I guess, and you could point the finger at me too, I think the consistency, like you have that really good practice, and then even I've used the word even before Schottenheimer, I know he was talking about the quiet practice where he's not that. I mean, do you think the consistency with him is really what kind of holds him back?
I think he's been consistent, to be honest with you. Like he doesn't make the holy cow, look at that catch.
Yeah.
You know, although he's had a couple of those, I can think of a
over the shoulder catch. Yeah.
Pulling on his uniform and he made the grab. But he's not a guy who runs a 4.2. He's not going to blow by anybody. He's not going to, you know, make the Dez-like catches. But, I mean, I think he's a solid, dependable guy as your number three.
Okay.
Has Pickens been everything that he was hyped up to be?
Yeah, right. I mean, again, it's not like you always have to balance this out of, boy, that was a really good catch. Now who's he going against, right? And we've talked about the Cowboys' issues at cornerback. That's the one spot where I would say, man, they got to go get somebody. And I don't know who it is. I keep bringing up Stephon Gilmore's name, and they keep saying he can't run. So yeah. I'm like, that's fine if he can't run, but he can play football, so I'm good with that. But, yeah, I think Pickens has been – he's had moments where it's like he ran by a guy. What I like, it's not just run by the guy – or make the circus catch. It's all different levels that he's making these catches at, where he has to sit down in his zone and see it the same as Dak. He has to run away from a defender in tight red zone work, and he can do that. But even today, there was a little mix-up in a route combination with CD in the end zone where they were right next to each other, and he was supposed to break out to the corner but came back to the middle. So in a game, he would have brought the defender into CD and taking that catch away. So I still think there's stuff that he's figuring out about this offense, but from a fantasy football perspective, yeah. I'd certainly take him whenever the heck you want to take him.
Is there a chance, Todd, that he has more catches than Lamb?
No. Well, let me change that. Yes, if CD gets hurt,
okay,
he will. But no, I think you're going to see CD go back up to 110, 115 catches just because that connection with Dak is so good. And then that's where, you know, I wonder about how, like, the distribution of passes. Well, they want to run the ball. That's nice to say, but whatever. But we think Ferguson's going to come back to what he was a couple of years ago, so there's more catches there. Javonte Williams is a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield and has done that in his career, so there's some more there than the running backs got last year. You got Pickens, who's certainly going to, I would say, be a 75 to 85 catch guy. And then you got CD. Where does that third receiver come in terms of catches, if you want to run the ball the way you want to say it? So that's why, like, all this excitement over Turpin, I just want to temper it a little bit, because there's only so much to go around. I think the numbers that he put up last year are fine, and that's probably what he would get this year. And if I'm wrong, you guys can make fun of me. I'm okay with that.
No, we're good with that. How you talk about the coach, they talk about running the ball, and early in training camp, they tried to run the ball, had some success. How committed will this guy be? Did he learn anything about his offensive line the other day that makes him go to, like, the quick game and stuff like that, you know?
Okay.
I know Tyler Smith went in there. Yeah, I know Tyler Smith not much. Right.
He practiced a little bit, though.
Sure.
He was in
there
some.
Sure.
So, but, you know, Guyton wasn't out there, and that's a big loss at this moment, even if they like what Nate Thomas is doing. Show me a coordinator that says I don't care if we run the ball. Like, there's not, you know, none of them are going to say that.
Right.
So eventually, when you look at what you have on offense and where your strengths are, it's going to be Dak, CD, and Pickens. It's not going to be, let's load left it behind these guys, right?
Sure.
I mean, so, like, when he played with, when he was the play caller for the Jets, they had to play that way. They had a rookie quarterback in Sanchez, and they had some good running backs as well, but they played to their defense with Rex Ryan, and he had success. You looked at what he did in Seattle, and yeah, he ran it, and he had success with Chris Carson, but Russell Wilson also had his best season with Schottenheimer as the play caller. I like everything, I think it's going to be like a blend, but what this team is going to do best is line up an 11 personnel and throw it and try and mix in some run.
Yeah.
And then if you get a lead, then it's a lot easier to run the ball than as opposed to just kind of let's go, you know, three tight ends and just try to 10, 12 play, drive it down the field. That doesn't work either.
70-30 or 80-20?
What do you mean?
Pass to run in this guy.
Oh, no. Closer to 70-30, but I think it'll be 66 to – no, hold on.
I got to do the math here. Yeah, Northeastern University.
62 to 38.
Yeah.
62 to 38. How about that?
I love it. How long can we expect Jaden Blue to be out?
I guess he's in a boot now. It's just a bruise, which is good. I don't think you'll see him play Saturday, but it didn't sound like it was going to be a long deal. Maybe he gets back on the field next week, or maybe they're still cautious with how it goes. But I don't think it'll be anything long-term.
Awesome. You're the man, Todd. We appreciate the time, bro. Enjoy your time out there. I guess you got, what, one more week, and then you're back in the 100-degree temps?
The 100s?
Yeah, bro.
Well, thankfully the practices are inside, so we're okay.
Yeah. There he is, Todd Archer, ESPN. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes on the D&M Leasing Hotline here in the G-Bag Nation on a football Friday. Let's get you that Friday news dump next year in the nation.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, let's get you that Friday news dump here in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in. We got the football stuff going down. Shedeur Sanders walking in with some confidence and some swagger into the building as he gets set for his first NFL action tonight. Looking forward to that. I mean, right? Aren't we all going to be gathered around our televisions watching Shedeur Sanders tonight? Is that going to be part of the plan? Get a little Rangers going, get a little Shedeur Sanders going.
You got to sit around the TV as a family and watch Shedeur.
That's right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
On a tweet, I guess the BET Awards. Yeah.
Yeah, man, you got a big menu tonight, Lucius. I mean, you doubled up on the cheeseburgers today. What does that do to the dinner plans? I don't know.
Washed them.
Yeah, just tore them up, yeah, dude. Tore them up. All right, segment here in the nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Don't forget what you're drinking, what you're thinking at 5 o'clock. Eric Nadel after that. And G-Bag of the Day, LA Live, leading into Rangers baseball. And, of course, Jared Sandler coming up here in just a few minutes. But here in the news dump, I want to give you a quote from CeeDee Lamb, Broadus. We were talking about the corners, and apparently after practice today, he was asked which Cowboys DBs have given him hell in training camp.
Did he go Poochies?
His response was, quote, honestly, none of them.
Yeah.
They haven't given me hell.
Yeah.
But I will say, it's great competing with these guys.
Yeah. I think he's...
I respect his honesty there. And that might be like, hey, somebody in the front office, hear this.
Yeah.
There is nobody out here that is coming anywhere close to giving me fits. Now, granted, it is CeeDee Lamb. Not many guys are going to give him fits. But definitely no one in the Cowboys secondary is going to be doing that.
Yeah.
Not even De'Ron Bland getting that type of...
I think there's been... When I was watching practices, I kind of felt like De'Ron Bland was kind of protecting himself in a way. You know, that like the not getting tangled up in some stuff.
Yeah, he doesn't want to get hurt.
Yeah, it's inside slant, drive, you know, tag off kind of a thing.
Taking it a little bit easy.
I think he...
You know he's a dog in the game, though.
He's a dog in the game, and I think he's trying to get through his foot stuff, too. I think he's just a little bit, you know, he doesn't want to come driving off the foot, and all of a sudden it's messes up on him again. And I think he's being pretty cautious. It just didn't seem like that... And I'm saying this in a way, and I think that he is more than capable. We've seen him make plays, but I think he was very cautious about the way he played. Like, okay, fine, you're going to catch the slant, great. You know, I don't think he's trying to prove anything. Of, you know, well, there's some other guys out there like Elam. You know, Elam has to kind of prove things.
Yeah,
out there.
Everybody other than Bland really has to.
They have
prove
to
some
and,
stuff.
And I just think that there's some legitimate concern that. You know, he doesn't want to risk anything of, you know, with getting tangled up or with his foot.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Lucius, we got some sound emailed to us from Spittle from last night's Fan Phenom. It is Fred Davis trying to do a demo segment with his son, who apparently wants to be a sports broadcaster, but he was tentative. He didn't really want to do it. And at the very end of the night, Fred basically dragged him by his ear, got him on the headset, and then there was a bit of a crash out situation. Okay, so I'm looking forward to hearing that coming up before the end of the segment. But elsewhere here in the news dump, we'll chat with Jared about this, but Jake Berger has been activated. Alejandro Osuna has been optioned to Round Rock. So you're going to have Jake Berger and Rowdy Tellez. That's pretty notable because there's kind of some overlap between what those two guys provide.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I wonder if Rowdy
maybe... Use the word overlap.
Yeah. was that a poor... Poor usage right there. No offense. Hopefully taken whatsoever.
Is this clean? This Fred and son?
I believe,
would think it'd be clean, but
yeah,
you know.
This comes from the boss, man. I'd like to think this is clean.
It's Fred and his damn son. What'd you expect? Oh, let's see.
Mother, don't worry about it. Just focus on...
We're doing too much now.
Focus. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Welcome in to the Fan After Dark. I am Fred Davis. Special guest today. Live... flew in from Kansas, the one, the only, Mr. Xavier Davis. Zave, Chiefs come in on Thanksgiving Day, but leading to that, a lot of being talked about coming back from a Super Bowl upset last year. Your thoughts on where this Kansas City Chiefs team is heading into this season?
Oh, man. Chiefs. I don't know.
I don't know. Just your thoughts on the team kind of, you know, coming back from last year. What can we expect?
The Chiefs. I don't know.
Go ahead. Just give us anything.
I don't have anything to say about the Chiefs, bro.
I
don't have anything to say about
the Chiefs. I asked you before.
Nothing. This is what I'm saying. I don't know what to talk about.
Okay.
Okay. That's what I was trying to
say. Bro, he just slammed the headset off. I was like 10 feet away. I was halfway paying attention. And I just see him, he just throws the headset off and he's like, Dad, I'm not doing this. And I think we could all relate to some extent.
Sure.
Dad's trying to get you to do something. He knows that you want to do it, but you don't really want to do it. He's trying to get you out of your comfort zone.
Oh, my God.
He just punted, bro.
I'd say Fred had a good setup, though. He tried to tee his son up pretty good.
Absolutely.
You could have gone a lot of different ways with Chiefs talk there. You know,
No doubt. You get multiple opportunities at the fan phenom.
Xavier, he seemed like he was like, when we were talking about, take a crack at it. He was like, I really don't. I really don't want to do that.
He was being bashful,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, he was.
So Fred had to go ahead, and I wonder how that drive home was, you know?
Why'd you embarrass me like that?
Yeah. It was at the very end of the night. I mean, we were about to wrap up. We were going to be done, and Fred was like, nah, Xavier's getting in here. So that was fun.
3 minutes they had to do this?
Yeah, 3 minutes, you know, give or take.
Yeah.
But, it went pretty well. We had like 25, 30 dudes last night.
That's great.
And you have three more opportunities. Grand Prairie next week, mm-hmm. next Thursday at Jake's.
I think
and,
that's where they're next Thursday.
Yeah. We'll be at all of them. We'll be broadcasting live, I believe, from all of them. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Grand Prairie Jake's, and then it'll be Fort Worth Jake's, and then Frisco Jake's. Okay. So you'll get three more opportunities for the Fan Phenom. I really enjoyed doing that last night. I know Walchuk will be doing it next week. So for those of you that are going to be in Grand Prairie doing some Fan Phenom action, Walchuk will be the one that will be carrying the load there. But, yeah, that was pretty funny stuff last night. Now, you do also have Tom Brady's getting his 12-foot statue unveiled outside of Gillette Stadium tonight. That's taking place.
Oh, wow.
In Foxborough. They were trying to do it actually last year. I think they've actually had this thing up for like the better part of a year.
Is this the first?
And it's just been covered.
Is this the first statue at Gillette? Or are there other statues at Gillette? I'm asking a question I could have looked up.
I don't know. I've been wondering, like, are they going to do a Belichick one?
That's what I'm saying.
With all the Kraft and Belichick feud and fallout, will that end up happening? Belichick, of course, warrants a statue. If any coach in NFL history ever did, he would be one of those guys. But I don't know if Kraft is going to be too petty for that.
Talking about coaching statues, the one out in front of AT&T Stadium of Tom Landry, like it's like 10 foot tall.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I mean, down to the spot built coaching shoes that he was wearing with like the waffle bottom to him, like those old school coaching
shoes.
They
had it down to a T, huh?
It was one of the best statues I've ever seen of a person. I mean, I'm not going to act like I've seen every statue.
There's been some bad ones. I mean, there's been some laughable statues.
I'm not talking about the butt. I mean, this is if you're ever out in front of AT&T Stadium, you'll see it. I walk by it going to my car all the time, you know, going back to the, you know, going to the parking lot. And it's one of the best statues I've ever seen. Whoever did that statue, tip of the cap. That was as realistic. The tie, the jacket, the cuffs on the pants, the spot built shoes, the play sheet, all that stuff.
Super detailed.
Super detailed.
Yeah, it looks great. I mean, even at the Globe, you have like the Pudge. Pudge looks great.
Nolan Ryan?
Nolan Ryan looks really good. They got a handful out there. You have Jimmy Johnson, of course, going to be off the Fox broadcast now, the pregame show. And so it'll be Gronk that'll be taking over for him full-time. I knew that was going to frustrate you. That's a downgrade.
Gronk.
But we'll probably get some good flubs, probably get some good G-Bag of the Day candidates out of Gronk. You know, just goofballing it up.
What a waste.
I think he does smelling salts before those segments.
I hope he works.
I'm kicking myself. I meant to ask Todd Archer about the smelling salts talk.
I hope he works his craft and, you know, takes it somewhat serious. You know, you can have fun doing this. Don't get me wrong, but you know, I don't have
too much fun.
Yeah, but don't like, you know, when JB asks you a question, don't, you know, kind of dumb it up. You know,
that was a really good Gronk impression. Actually, that was damn good.
That's what he does, right? He kind of He really doesn't have a great answer or anything really. I think like on CBS, I think Matt Ryan's really good. You know, when these quarterback guys,
he's giving you that football intel.
I just kind of like a little bit of that. Yeah,
you don't want quirky pregame. Hey, this is all just for funsies, anyways. Let's get Gronk out there.
You know what? I would rather cry all day with Tom Rinaldi than listen to Gronk do stupid bits.
Well, Tom Rinaldi's a legend. I'm not going to push back on
that. Tom Rinaldi will give you you'll start crying before the show starts or the game starts, but you know. Gronk just does stupid bits. It's ridiculous.
Did you see your guy Nussie They were scared that the LSU quarterback
blown out his knee.
Blew his knee out. Apparently, yeah. It's patella tendonitis what it is.
Thank God.
So I guess that is really, really good news for you. Yeah. Do you remember when there was a K-State fan that went viral for saying he was going to go full burrito into his backside
if
they lost a game or whatever? Yeah. Well, now you have a Texas Tech fan doing the same thing. If Texas Tech is ranked number one at any point this season, there will be a five-layer burrito up that dude's back door. But they're not touching number one. I was like, dude, if you're actually going to go for this, make it like a top 10 bid.
I'll tell you what.
They're not going to be number one.
There's never a time to ever believe that Mississippi State was ever going to be number one. Dak Prescott got him there for several weeks. You know?
That's true.
These schools that you kind of don't think that something's going to happen. Next thing you know, there are some losses along the way. And, you know, Texas Tech is right there at 5-0 at number one in the nation.
I'm going to be pulling for it now.
Yeah.
This guy's going to be in a world of trouble. All right, let's talk some Rangers baseball. The Phillies in town. Jared Sandler joins us next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Right here on The Fan. Jared Sandler set to join us here, talk some Rangers-Phillies with the Phillies in town this weekend. What you drinking, what you thinking coming up in 15 minutes. So go ahead and dial it up at 877-881-1053. Eric Nadel in the Expressway, and then G-Bag of the Day, LA Live. It's a party here in the G-Bag Nation. Now it's time to go live to Globe Life Field and welcome in our buddy Jared Sandler, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Jared, happy Friday, bro. How you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you guys?
We're great, bro. We're great. We're ready for another Rangers series. They were looking, I mean, they got it done versus the Yankees, which is fantastic. What do we need to know about these Phillies?
Well, they're a really good team, and they got better at the deadline like, you know, most contending teams try to do. Their bullpen numbers aren't necessarily great, but they've gotten better with the addition of John Duran. And the Rangers are going to face three really good starting pitchers. Christopher Sanchez is a Cy Young candidate. He starts tonight. He's a lefty who's got an extreme ground ball rate, and the Rangers have been better against lefties of late, but just in general over the course of the season has scuffled a little bit. They'll face another lefty tomorrow in Jesus Luzardo and then Zach Wheeler on Sunday, who's one of the best starting pitchers in Major League Baseball and has been year in, year out for the last handful of years. And so, you know, not going to be easy for Texas. I think, you know, for the Rangers, from their point of view, you know, this is a great test against the, you know, a team that Some people think is the best team in the National League. If not the best, they're certainly in the conversation. And so it'll be fun to see these two teams go toe-to-toe.
Fair to say we can expect a low-scoring series once again, then, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the minute you think you know how it's going to play out, it obviously doesn't. And I'd say this, Eric, the Phillies they've got some, big boy firepower in their lineup. The Rangers on paper have that as well. They maybe haven't realized it as much in terms of actual production. The Rangers have the ability to hit the ball all over the place, but the Phillies actually have been hitting the ball all over the place. And Kyle Schwarber is one of the best home run hitters in baseball. Bryce Harper, is maybe not having the best Bryce Harper season, but he's still Bryce Harper. He's still really good. And so, it's a tough lineup to get through. And so that's going to be a good challenge for, the Rangers pitchers. And obviously the pitching staff's been outstanding this year.
Yeah. Sanchez is pretty unbelievable. So that's going to be tough for the Rangers tonight. But Merrill Kelly, how does he match up versus this Phillies lineup? And what did we see from him in his first start with the Rangers?
Yeah, I think you saw a guy who, he pitches, and I know that's kind of a generic thing to say, but, he's not overpowering. He's not a guy that's going to beat you with 98 miles an hour. He's a guy that's going to beat you with a really unique changeup. A lot of people talk about how, some of the best pitchers in the game, they're outliers. They've got something that is unique that hitters don't see. If you think about just the idea, the concept that the more times you see a certain pitcher, the more success you're going to have. That's why, when you go through a lineup for a third time as a pitcher, you typically get taxed a little bit when it comes to, your success rate. Well, same principle, just a little bit different in that, if you're facing a similar types of pitches or similar types of pitchers, it also might be a little more advantageous for hitters. But when you face guys that, do something that's unique or, whether it's a certain pitch or an arm angle, it's a challenge. And for Merrill Kelly, his changeup is a really unique pitch with the way it moves. It's got a little bit of a split finger type, downward action to it. And so, that's his best pitch. And I think, whenever your best pitch is not an overpowering fastball, you think the game. I think and maybe that's unfair to say because there are power pitchers who think the game at a high level. But for a guy like Merrill Kelly, I think, he takes his changeup, takes his different fastballs, and he thinks the game at a high, a high level. And I think that's what you saw other than the sixth inning when he forgot about the disengagement and then he, had a brain fart when it came to how many outs there were. Other than that, I think you got a high IQ pitcher who maximizes his stuff and gets outs. And it's a guy who's had success against the Phillies in the past.
Jared, I swear I have a real question, but I'm really curious about this other question that I have. How hard is it to see in that dot race outfit?
It's like looking through a mail slot.
Oh, is that what it is?
I mean,
you can't see anything, right? You can hear. Can you hear?
It's really tough to see.
Yeah.
It's tough to see left and right. And honestly, I'm sure if you did it more, if I did it again, Elvis and I talked about this, if we did it the very next night, it would be totally different because we'd know more what to expect. But you can hear, but you really can't. Just because you got all these people that they're cheering and there's the music and it's just happening so quickly that, yeah, I guess in theory, it wasn't like I couldn't hear anything, but I don't want to say you black out or anything, but whatever the equivalent of blacking out from a hearing standpoint, that's what it felt like. And then, it was trying to see. I mean, you have no.
Can you breathe? Are you out of breath? Are you out of breath, Rennie?
Well, you're out of breath just because, when you're old and out of shape, running from foul pole to foul pole, with a weighted costume on is not something that you typically do. I don't think I had any trouble breathing or anything like that, but it is the costume's not incredibly heavy costume or the dot itself, but it's, that's a little extra poundage that you're carrying and you're trying to sprint with it. So, I think I told you guys this. If I didn't, then, I'll share that, I wanted to run. I was kind of mocking Elvis because I wanted to from pole to pole. I wanted to
like
be
the freeze,
straight,
like the freeze.
Yes. And okay. Elvis is like, Poppy, no, we're not doing that.
Poppy, no.
we're going to, It's like, we're going to be way too tired. And I was like, why am I the weekend warrior trying to convince the professional athlete? But he's like, trust me. And I'm glad that we, you know, followed his lead, because I think I would have collapsed. I think I would have had enough adrenaline to make it to the, through the finish line. I think I would have collapsed right after the race if we tried to take it pole to pole, to just a full-on sprint.
Okay, here's my real question. Is this one of those catchers that's going to kill us in a series?
JT Realmuto?
Yeah.
Well, no. Typically, the Rangers get killed by guys, you know, catchers who don't.
I thought we just got killed by catchers in general when they're like.
No, no. Yeah, they do. But, like, you know, Chase Darnot or Travis Darnot last year.
Yeah.
You know, he was the backup there. And, you know, Shea Langeliers, who is, he has become a really good catcher.
He's on a tear.
Like, yeah, yeah. He had another three home run game.
Yeah.
But, like, when he hit his home runs, like, he had some ridiculous percentage of home runs, you know, against the Rangers compared to the rest of the league. You know, JT Realmuto is interesting because he, you know, for a period of time, he was maybe the best catcher in baseball. But,
sure.
You know, his, you know, he, the wear and tear of that position. And, you know, he was a guy, he was one of those catchers who's so good that you wanted him in the lineup every night. So if he wasn't catching, he was DHing. And I don't know if it's that or what, but, you know, his production has dropped the last 3 years offensively. Okay. To where he's still got, you know, he still has the potential to be a, you know, a big time contributor offensively. But he just hasn't been that guy. You know, he hasn't been that guy this year. He's not a guy that if you look at his numbers, you're like, you fear him. But when you look at the back of the baseball card and the pedigree in the guy he's been in the past, you know, you have to respect that, if that makes sense. Hmm.
Jared Sandler brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing with us here on The Fan. So they bring back Jake Berger. They send down Osuna. But they keep Telez up there. So what's the plan with Rowdy and Berger?
No, that's a fair question, because typically a roster that has, you know, two of those guys on the bench that, you know, that maybe takes away some flexibility in some regards. But I think from the standpoint of the Rangers, they, you know, they feel like it's just going to allow them to really match up once they go to their night when Christopher Sanchez leaves and they go to, you know, let's say one of their right-handed relievers. You know, you could see Rowdy Telez, you could see Jock Peterson, and it gives some thumb. I think with you know, as far as like from a starting standpoint, Jake Berger is not going to just start against lefties. He will start against some righties, but I think there are some righties maybe, you know, very dependent on repertoire and like from a matchup specific standpoint where you could see Rowdy Telez start. And I think, you know, the reality, Eric, I don't think that they look at this as like, hey, this is the perfect roster for us right now. I think they look at the fact that we're past the trade deadline. And if you can't option Rowdy Telez, you know, he doesn't have options. So you would, if you send him down, you're not sending him down. You DFA him, someone else is going to swipe him up. So, you know, if you have an injury to anyone for whom Rowdy Telez could fill that role, if you send him down right now, again, you don't send him down, you lose him. You send him to another organization. So I think a part of this is, I don't want to say stashing, but like making sure you keep as much ammunition available in the event that there's an injury, and now all of a sudden what you don't want to do is punt on Rowdy Telez, and then someone gets hurt, you know, in 3 days, and you're like, crap, our best option by a long shot was with us, and now he no longer is. So I think it's one of those situations where the Rangers feel like, hey, you know, long term, this is what we need to do to keep our organization at its strongest, even if maybe this doesn't give them total flexibility off the bench the way that they would ideally like.
Hey, Jared, it was top three, top five at-bats for a player that he had the other night?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was amazing. I'm not going to ask you to name your others, but to me, that's as good as it gets right there.
Yeah, especially the moment, too. Yeah. I mean, you know, the Rangers, I don't know. I mean, Broadus, you know, like when you're on the sideline, football and same for basketball, certain games just have a certain feel to it. Yeah. And so when it's a high-scoring game, you don't feel the need to play for just one run at times. Obviously, in the eighth, ninth inning, it might be different, but you just get a sense, hey, there's going to be a lot of runs in this game. Well, in that situation, there were no runs in the game for either side. And, you know, you just when that's the case, you just never really know exactly how it's going to all play out, how it's going to work out. And so for him to deliver in that spot, I mean, let's say he does it. You know, it's you go to the ninth inning and who knows what happens, right?
Yeah.
So. For him to battle and battle and battle and, you know, foul off some tough pitches, that was really impressive. And for him to obviously be able to capitalize and deliver, you know, with the base hit. That was great. You're right. That was the type of at bat that, you know, hopefully, you know, would fire up a crowd. And, you know, thankfully it came in a big spot and the Rangers were able to get the win because of it.
Jared, you're the man. We appreciate the time, bro. Have some fun tonight.
All right, fellas. Yeah, you guys as well.
Thank you. There he goes, Jared Sandler, right here on The Fan. And, yeah, the Phillies in town. We will get you the pregame show at 6:30. Eric Nadell coming up here in about 25 minutes. But coming up next, a Friday staple, what you drinking, what you thinking, 877-881-1053. That's next right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.